architect side hustle in 3D real estate modeling. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host, and welcome as well to Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday, in fact. This is episode 2861. A few years into the podcast, we started a new segment. It's not new now, but we're still doing it. Every Thursday, taking an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. What's changed? What's working well? What has been difficult? What's been amazing? Kind of varies a little bit from week to week, of course. Last week, we heard from an Amazon seller, fulfillment by Amazon, using that platform, third-party service, basically. This seller navigated the ups and downs of product selection. Turned out that one surprisingly popular category, for them at least, was acupressure mats. And they're making thousands of dollars a month selling acupressure mats. Today, as noted, we're going to hear from the architect who turns his skills in 3D modeling into a service where he's helping real estate agents. Those are his primary clients. So what's happened since his first update? Let's hear directly from Rick. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap-up.
Hey, I'm Rick, and I work as an architect on large-scale projects for a multinational firm. But outside of my day job, I found a side project that's been both profitable and fun. A few years ago, I started doing 3D modeling and rendering for real estate listings, and I just kept going all this time. It all began when a friend of mine, a real estate agent, was struggling to get potential buyers interested in a new development project. The blueprints and basic photos just weren't enough to capture the imagination of buyers, especially when sales were down. Knowing my background, he asked if I could create some 3D renderings to help potential buyers visualize the finished product. I agreed to help, and I created a few renderings that brought the project to life. The difference was immediate. Buyers could see exactly what the property would look like, complete with lighting, textures, and realistic details. The renderings made the listing stand out, and it wasn't long before the property was generating a lot more interest. Seeing the impact my work had, my friend suggested that I offer this service to other real estate agents. I had the skills, the software, and the ambition, so I decided to give it a shot. At first, I wasn't sure how much demand there would be for this kind of service. But after reaching out to a few agents and showing them what I could do, I quickly realized there was a significant market for high-quality 3D renderings in real estate, at least in the right locations. Traditional photos and floor plans can only go so far, but 3D modeling allows potential buyers to fully visualize a space before it's even built or staged. I started by offering my service to local agents and working on projects during evenings and weekends. The work was challenging but enjoyable, and the extra income was a nice bonus. What I love about this side hustle is that it perfectly complements my day job. As an architect, I'm already familiar with the technical aspects of design, and 3D modeling is something I do regularly. But this side gig allows me to work on smaller, more varied projects, which keeps things fresh and interesting. Over time, I've refined my process, making it more efficient without sacrificing quality. I've also invested in better software and tools to enhance the realism and detail of my renderings. The feedback from clients has been overwhelmingly positive. They appreciate the attention to detail and how the renderings help them close deals faster. What started as a favor for a friend has turned into a significant source of additional income. On average, I earn an extra $30,000 to $40,000 a year for my 3D modeling projects, all while maintaining my full-time job as an architect. It's a perfect example of how you can leverage your existing skills to create new opportunities. Looking back, I'm glad I took the plunge. I get to see the immediate impact of my work on real estate sales, and it's satisfying to know that I'm helping people make important decisions about their future homes.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much for sharing those updates with us. There's always something for everybody out there. There's always an idea for everyone. Like there's something you can do. You are an expert at something. That's what I always want to encourage you. There's a side hustle waiting for you wherever you are in the world, whatever your background, skills, education level, experience. There's at least one thing, probably many things, in fact, you can do to create more financial freedom for yourself. So let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives. If you have a question, a comment, sidehustleschool.com. This was episode 2861. I'm so excited to make the podcast for you every day. Thank you for tuning in. It's always free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.